Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrison moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Garrison moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrison scores. Estilella moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields it and throws to third for the out. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Hayworth scores. Moncrief goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kel. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrison moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrison scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Sig Jakuki now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jack Hookey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Estilella strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.